What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I am super excited today to introduce my very special guest, Rachel O'Brien. She's a certified fucking miracle worker. This is actually true. I can attest to that. She's a transformational life coach, certified facilitator in access consciousness, advanced joy business facilitator, certified management consultant, Pilates instructor, and co-owner of Irish Rain Natural Skincare. Rachel is a mother of three, age 19, 20, and 26. She travels the world facilitating workshops that empower people to choose and create ease in all aspects of their lives. She is inspired to create a world that nurtures talent, makes the impossible possible, perfect for the show. She loves to empower people to create money doing what they love. Her commitment to a future of possibilities and living life as an adventure of living is what makes her get up in the morning. She is also the co-author of an international bestseller, Dancing as the Body of Consciousness. This lady is a true gift to our world and planet. How does it get any better? Her main target in the world is for every person to know that you do not have to have a money problem and that anyone can do business. And for me personally, Rachel is one of the kindest people I know. And she just has a very big heart. And it's been a true honor to know her, and to watch her expand her own business and her own life over the last, 6 years? So without further ado, welcome Rachel O'Brien.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for the beautiful intro. Isn't it so funny when I hear my friends talking about me and someone said something tonight that I'm a true gift, and I actually didn't acknowledge that for a long time. So now I'm in the place where I'm like, I just actually get up and be and do what's important for me in the world. And what's so natural, isn't it amazing that when you're being you and when I'm being me, it's the easiest thing for us to be in the world. It's the most natural place for us to be in the world. And it just made me giggle hear you talking, you know. How does it get any better?
How does it? And isn't that, I'd love to start with that, because I think that that's something that I've heard you say, and I've heard Simone's, I've heard a lot of different people say, like, business isn't just a business. The business is your life, and your life is your business. Would you say more about that? Like, what does that mean exactly?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I have a living, and most of us have been given this template for life that doesn't really work for us, and it's based on money. Oh, I should have more money. Oh, once I have a good job. It's based on family. Once my family, we all get along together. So it's based on money, job, family, and relationship. Once I get the right gal or the right guy. And that's really the template that what we've been given for our life. But what we're actually inviting you to joy business is actually a life that is a living and an adventure. And we call that your business. You're in the business of living. And one of the things we talk about is you're actually the CEO of your living. And that means that you're the chief financial officer, you're the chief executive officer. And one of the things we invite people to look at is, would you actually hire you today as the CEO, or would you fire you? So what we're not invited to on this planet, and it is actually beginning, it is starting, is to have a look at our life and come away from the point of view that that's just the way life is. and actually start to look at, no, that's not true. How would I actually like my life to be? And when we take a look at how I would like my life to be, your life is your business and you're in the business of living. And everything in your life is either an adventure, a possibility, you know, educating you to more possibilities, and it adds value to your life. And that's really what we're looking at here. The business of living and the commitment to you living your life in a way that works for you.
Wow. Wonderful. And so that's, I love that. And I'm curious because I know too that you also do have a lot of like different businesses that you even have as your repertoire. So let's just start with, would you say that business has always been easy for you?
No, let me correct that. I would say it's been easy for me, but I haven't acknowledged it was easy for me. So I grew up in a lot of scarcity in Ireland, very Catholic religious family, a lot of rules, a lot of restrictions. And my mother was on her own in the 70s in Ireland with two little girls. So I grew up with, that's lack. There's not enough. There's never enough. This is just the way it is, and we make do, and we survive. And by the time I was 19, I had like €35,000, which is like a couple of €100,000 now, in a bank account, and I had already begun to look at how I'd like to create my life. Now, what I did was I bought other people's points of views, and I took other people's opinions into my life instead of creating it in a way that I actually knew was possible. And so what I would say is I did have a natural flair. It certainly wasn't nurtured or expanded or cared for. It was very much shut down, suppressed, and because of that suppression, then I became depressed. So what I would like to say to anyone out there is that if there's suppression or depression in your life, chances are that you've these talents and capacities and these gifts to create and these creative abilities that you haven't nurtured, and the way you're creating your life at the moment is not congruent with who you be or the capacities that you have.
Wow, well said. So how did you change your outlook on business?
So I have to begin. My son was 4, he's 20 now, and he didn't like school. He's so funny. So he wanted his mom to be at home to bring him to school. So what I did was I worked in corporate. I worked in credit control and consultancy. And I looked at, hey, I'm going to have to do a little bit of a career move for a few years. So I went away and trained as a personal trainer and Pilates coach. And everyone was looking at me how I created the business just by clicking my fingers. I never had a problem with having clients, never had a problem making money. Now, where I did have problems with that, my ability to have money, I always used money to spend it, not to actually, I would say, not to nurture me and not to have the, we talk a lot in the Joy Business about having money versus spending money. Most people get money to spend it, whereas having money and honoring yourself with money is a completely different reality and a completely different way of living. So I started, my son was my inspirer, and I'm going to be honest, a lot of my inspiration comes from knowing that life can be ease for not only me and other people, and I made that wrong for a long time, and that's just the type of person I am. Like today, I'll give you an example. I woke up at, you know, 7:30. I had an 8:30 meeting. I had a 9:30 class in Copenhagen, and then I had a lunchtime meeting, and I had an evening class tonight. I am more alive tonight than I would be if I sat doing nothing all day long. So what I had to start to navigate was And this is what changed for me dynamically 7 years ago, was what is business to me? Because we've been fed this point of view and opinion that business is for result, business is for money, business is right if we do it this way, it's wrong if we do it that way. And what I started to look at is none of that actually worked for me. None of that inspired me. I'd always walk away from that and start something new. And then I met Joy Business, and Simone Molasses, the creator of Joy Business, talked about business is the element that gives you everything you desire. Business is the platform where you develop your natural abilities. You do what you love and you make money from it. So I started getting really clear on what I would like to have as a business. It would have to involve people. And then it would, for me, it's always been about change. When I had the personal training and the Pilates business, it was about people would come into an environment, you know, they'd spend an hour with me and they'd leave always more joy, more possibilities, happier in their bodies. So it was always about change, and that was one of the things that was really obvious for me, that if it was something that I was involved in and engaged in, it would have to be about change. And no one ever told me on the planet until I met a guy called Stephen Bowman, an amazing author, and he teaches benevolence at work workshops all over the world with his wife Chitissa Bowman. And he started to tell me that business is about change. And money loves change. The biggest attraction to money is the change that we can create on our planet. And that really spoke to me. That spoke to me. So I had known business for me was always about creation. It was always about people. You know, I have a friend, Melanie, and she loves different aspects of the business. She loves design, back-end YouTube videos, making things beautiful on Kajabi. So I had looked at what inspired other people and I said, no, I have to actually acknowledge the place where I know what's fun for me. And for me, seeing people's faces light up, seeing a 12-year-old come sit next to me and put her head on my shoulder and say, thank you. You know, all these inspiration of people having a greater world. And one, the other piece for me is that most of us work for 40, 50 years on this planet. If you're going to work, it might as well feel like not working. And also, it's got to be something that you enjoy. Otherwise, I mean, we say this in Joy Business, there's no rehearsal. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is actually our lives we're talking about here. And for me, if it's not valuable, and if it's not something that, I want to say, feeds my soul or lights me up, then I won't do it. And I can tell you that I will. I don't do that anymore.
Awesome. So that's, I love that. And I know that. And I'm no exception, but I know a lot of people, like people who, things that they love to do are things like they love to paint, they love to make music, and that, yet there's this underlying belief system that doing what you love does not create money and wealth, that it actually is the opposite. Like it goes in, like a lot of people talk about the starving artist syndrome, like, yeah, I can do what I love, but I'm never going to make any money at that. So it's like, how do you change, for those that are listening that are asking, like, how do I change that point of view? How do I see that differently?
So that's a great question. So what you've talked about, one of the tools we use, the Joy of Business is based on the tools of Access Consciousness. And one of the tools is your point of view creates your reality. Now, if you're listening to the radio show for the first time, that's a great concept. Sounds fabulous. Oh, my point of view creates my reality.
Right.
Therefore, what I think, what comes out of my mouth. Now, 7 years on, playing with my point of view creates my reality, what I have become aware of, and it's everywhere in science now, is that anything that I say, that anything that comes out of my mouth, actually solidifies, that's me solidifying what I desire of my life. So if I'm saying, oh, it's very hard to make money doing what I love, I'm actually putting that energy out into the world, and that energy solidifies. And then the only thing that's a judgment, by the way, and a point of view, and the only thing that can come into my life is anything that matches that judgment, which is, I can't make money doing what I love. Okay. Mm. So what we're inviting you to, okay, so the wonderful thing about this, and the thing that can annoy people, is that guess what, folks? You are the one that, if your life's not working, it's all your points of view is creating it. Okay, so what did I do to create this? And the flip side of that is, if every single point of view that I have is creating my reality, and I have a point of view that I can't, you know, monetize and make lots of money being and doing what I love, then if I start to change my point of view, and the simplest question is this, is what's my underlying point of view in regard to money? Like, what does business mean to me? What does money mean to me? I have to work very hard for money. What does business mean to me? It's for guys in suits, it's for lawyers, it's for solicitors, it's for a certain sector of the population. So these are all your, we call them your secret points of views, your hidden agendas. And these points of views are actually solidifying your life. So one of the tools that I invite you to hear is just run interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view about business. Interesting point of view. Now, when you become aware that you have a point of view and you make it infinite, which is you're allowing it to fall away and you're willing to have a different point of view, it actually falls away by two things. One, you're willing to choose a life and a living and a business and a monetary reality beyond that fixed point of view that either you've been taught by your culture or is being indoctrinated into your psychology. You know, psychology, how you think, physiology, you know, how you function with your body. That point of view somewhere has been locked in along your journey as a fixed point of view. So when you begin to go, huh, I am actually willing to choose something different. Okay, what would that look like? What if it's not true?
Awesome. We will continue that for sure on the other side of this break. If you have questions for Rachel too, you can call in at 202-570-7057.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramal and Mitten. And we want to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, LA, Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. a soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here with Rachel O'Brien, and we're talking about anyone can do business. Right before the break, Rachel, you were talking about interesting points of view, and you said something about unlocking the interesting points of view. Would you say some more about that? Like, how would somebody go about unlocking their points of view?
So what keeps these points of views in place? You might just check, as I can hear feedback on myself here. What keeps these points of views in place is they're actually locked into our physiology and our psychology. So when we look at what is actually playing, what programs are playing, what is actually creating that, and we start to even use the tool, interesting point of view, I have this point of view, instead of going into an operative state of functioning or an automatic state of functioning, you're beginning to look at how you function. And being present with the point of view actually allows it to change. And it's so easy. People make it so difficult. But being present with the point of view and your willingness to, I said to you, two things change it. Your willingness to choose a different reality, which is this point of view is not working for me. Now I'm going to choose a different point of view. And the second thing is your willingness to receive a greater possibility. And they're the two spaces that will allow you to receive everything, because the only thing when you have a fixed point of view that can come into your life and living is that point of view. Whereas when you're willing to go, no, I'm not having this as a future. I am willing to choose something greater and I am willing to receive something greater. And when you are willing to receive, everything that locks that point of view in, it falls away from the space of receiving a greater possibility. The only difference between someone who creates lack with money and doesn't create business because they think it's greater than them or they're not good enough is their point of view. That's the only difference. Someone who is willing to actually go for it, take a risk and create business and realize that their uniqueness and their innovative and what they know can create a different business. That's exactly what they do.
So it's like a knowing that you can choose something different. Cool. Yeah. And what I love about what you just said was like it sounds to me like we have the power to change anything in our life if it's not working. Is that correct?
So what you just asked is brilliant. A lot of us have been told that business is greater than us, money is greater than us, family is greater than us, whatever it is. Whereas if you truly know that you have a capacity to create anything, and if you come out of one of the things we talk about in Joy Business is not buying your story as real and true. And one of the things that a story does is it locks you in to a set of circumstances and conclusions which don't open you to greater possibilities. So if you're actually willing to know that you have infinite capacities, infinite abilities, that you have this thing called infinite possibilities, which is what your show is, and all those possibilities are molecules on this planet that all you have to do is choose, and everything gifts you, everything creates with you, everything contributes to you. That's the space where you're, I'm not my definitions. I am not Rachel, you know, O'Flynn from this country place in Ireland. I'm not that. I am much greater than that. Now, what capacities have I to create business beyond anything that I've ever known?
Wow. So would you be willing to say more about, you said something, you said receiving from everything. What does that mean exactly?
So I'm an earth girl. What does that mean? I truly know that I have communion with this planet and that I'm not on my own. And there's a consciousness of this planet which runs through everything on this earth. Now, if you begin to look at that, you are in communion with everything on this planet. Will everything gift you? Will everything contribute you? Will molecules change by your very request? And we talk about like infinite possibilities and infinite being. And what we're inviting you to is much more than a finite reality, that this is the way it is. Life is hard. What would have to change for life to be ease? And one of the mantras of Access Consciousness is all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. What would have to change today for business to be easy for you? What would you have to change? Your point of view, the way you view it? So when we're willing to ask a question, like I can take you through how I start my day. And when we're willing to actually ask a question and ask the universe to contribute to us, and the willingness to receive from the universe, from money, from business, like even ask yourself today, are you willing to receive massive amounts of money? Are you willing to be appreciated? Are you willing to be adored? You know, are you willing for people to demand your artwork, your designs, your energy? And then you can ask, what am I not willing to receive? Or what energy have I been unwilling to receive that would create success beyond what I've ever imagined?
Wow. And what do you mean by energies? Like if somebody is listening to this and really didn't know what you meant by that, how would you maybe explain that?
So did you ever look at how someone asks for money? Some people talk about money and there's this sense of wrongness. There's this like weird, wonky, there's this presence that is not where you like to open your wallet and give someone money. Right. Now, if a little kid comes along to you and they're like, hey, can I have some money? You open your wallet immediately and just give them money because they're so joyous and you would just love to give them what they want. Yeah. We actually lose that as kids. And what we develop is this presence. Energy is presence. Presence with the moment, presence with money, presence with business. And if there's this sense of need or lack, I haven't got enough, would you like to fill someone's champagne glass when they're like, I haven't got enough and there's not enough in the world, and you know? Or would you rather fill someone's glass that says, your champagne, this is beautiful. Can I have some more of it? Oh my goodness, I'm so grateful. So there's this doctor called Dr. Emoto. He's no longer alive. He did these tests with how we actually interact with water. And when we're angry, the molecules of the water disintegrate and go away. And when we're grateful, the molecules change their molecular structure. And they have this light and joy and bounciness to them. So we're talking about, when we're talking about energy, we're talking about the presence that you be with the person, with money, with business. And for me, people, business is actually about people. It's not about corporations. Corporation is about a group of people. And you will always find people that are willing to pay for your service when you know that you will deliver and that you will support that person in the greatest way that's going to contribute to them, add to their life, and adds to your life by enriching them.
Wonderfully put, yes. And like, what about like the energy of doubt? And I, yeah, like the belief that like, well, am I doing, is what I'm doing working, even if I can't see the results yet?
Even that question though, is what I'm doing working? Already, what you're really asking there is, what is that? Like, is this working? You're really saying it's not working, you know?
Okay.
Is this working? And there's kind of like this, do you notice how there's a contraction in it, or is there an expansion in it?
Sure. Yeah. So it really is okay. Like how we ask the questions.
Exactly. And the presence with your questions. And over, you see, I've been playing with these tools for 7 years, and I realized that one of the questions Chutisa Bowman asked me, who and what are you trusting with money and business if you're not trusting you? And my response was, wow, I'm trusting everyone else. I'm trusting this reality's structures. I'm trusting people's judgments, right and wrong and good and bad. I'm trusting that I have to fit in. And none of that is ever, people who made obscene amounts of money and created phenomenal businesses never fitted into anyone. They had a curiosity and a play. They always had the one thing, is that failure never stopped them, because failure is known and familiar. They always looked at, what do I know now that I didn't know before, for everything that didn't work? And they didn't go into judgment, because that slows you down. Okay, that didn't work. Now what's next? So, question, what judgment have you made more real than the infinite possibilities for you, your money flows, and your business? And doubt, one thing about doubt, it always hides commitment. It's like we call it, a friend of mine, Michelle MacDonald in Melbourne, says it's the itty bitty shitty committee. It's this, you should have done it like this, and you should have done it like that, and you're wrong, and that was stupid, and you're never going to get it right, and you're never going to make money, and blah, 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 blah. Now, if money is out there looking to come into your life, and all you've got to do is set up systems and payment links to receive it, how much are you actually refusing money into your life with that doubt?
Right. I love that. Itty bitty shitty committee.
Okay. I stole it from Michelle.
That is brilliant.
So what you might have got over the series of our conversation is that every question creates possibility, and that is the basis of the joy of business. Every question creates a possibility. And if you have a consciousness of what you know you would like to create in our planet, ask, what am I here for? That presence and consciousness will flow throughout your business. It will flow throughout your money flows. It will flow throughout your living. It will flow through every country in the world. And there is no stopping that. Whereas the question always, always opens up to a greater possibility, a greater choice, a greater receiving. It changes. For me, if you're on here, don't think, just ask a question. Start with, what else is possible? What else is possible?
The key there, I think, is don't think. Don't think.
I mean, everywhere it tells us our thoughts create our reality. You're solidifying that thought if you just say, if I wasn't thinking, if I know here, what is it that I know that I'm not allowing myself to know about business? And you can use those questions in every aspect of your life, relationships. And you're asking them not from your definition of who you decided that you are, based on what you have not got. You're asking them from the question of infinite possibilities and the willingness to receive and the willingness to choose to have a greater life, to open up and be aware of infinite choices and infinite possibilities as a reality.
Wow. Yeah, you mentioned, and I would love if you would be willing to share how you start your day. I think we'd love to end on that before we take a short break.
Of course.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here discussing Anyone Can Really Do Business with Rachel O'Brien. And Rachel, you had mentioned that you would be willing to share how you start your day every day, just for listeners to go, okay, this is a possibility, a different way of starting out a day. Like it's almost like you get out of bed, and like, what is it that you do that creates your entire day?
So the first thing for me, what the tools that I want to share with you are in a book called Joy of Business by a beautiful friend of mine. Her name is Simone Molasses. And when I went from working for someone into the generation and creation of my own business with workshops, with products, then there's a presence required to create the business, to generate the business. So what I have printed when I am home, I'm in Denmark now, what should I do next? So if there's a moment in your business and you're wondering, what should I do next? Questions are imperative. Ask questions, hey, what information am I missing here? Always, what information am I missing here? For me, I'm putting workshops in place in different countries all over the world. And if there's information missing, it doesn't allow the flow and the creation to be created in a way that invites people. So what information am I missing? Who do I have to talk to? Where do we have to be? So these questions are not being asked from conclusion. We talk about following the energy, which very few people in the world do, but the ones that do, they create phenomenal businesses. Mm. Where do we have to be? Does my business require to change? Does the business require to change? What could we institute today to create more for now and the future? So what could we institute today to create more for now and the future? And then you might get an idea, oh, I'm going to do 5 1-minute videos, you know, 2-minute tips or 1-minute tip on how to create your business. What magic could show up today for me and the business? So you're acknowledging that you have a capacity to create magic. How does it get any better than this? And what am I unwilling to be? What am I unwilling to do? What am I unwilling to have? What am I unwilling to create and generate with and as this business, the business, that if we would invite more possibilities than we have ever imagined possible? Okay, so you have to look at, if I'm unwilling to be, do, have, create and generate with and as the business, that if I was willing, would invite more possibilities than we have ever imagined possible. You're coming out of the, oh, I can't do this, I can't have this, I can't create this, I can't generate this. And you're stepping into an actionable choice, which is really where things get really fast. And an actionable choice might be, I'm in Copenhagen at the moment and we do these 30 days creating your life, where you start your day not based on the lack and the limitation of this reality, where you throw the automatic response to life out and you consciously create your day, not from that's just the way it is, from the way of how would I like my life to be? Really, how would I like my life to be? The energy of living, the energy of talking to people, the energy of engagement, which is conversations to grow the business. So you get super present with what would you like to travel, how much money would you make per month, and then you write down how much it costs to make. So when you're willing to do, be, have, create and generate with and as the business, your phone starts to ring. You get yesterday I contacted someone in Moscow. It's been pulling me, Moscow, that country, Russia has been pulling me to go there for a while. And I know I'm going to go there. I have no doubt whatsoever in my awareness and my knowing that I can add or contribute something to that country. I don't know exactly what it is. I'll get clearer when I have conversations on it. So who can I talk to? You know, can I contact the person, send them some information, send them some SoundClouds, maybe create SoundClouds from a class, put up testimonials, okay? And then this puts you into the actionable choosing of having more. It might be to create a payment link for a mentor. I do a 3-month mentorship with people and I see people coming in with so much doubt and they work with me for 3 months, €2,500. They get 3 half-hour sessions and all these calls so that they can get clear on what their targets are with their business, how much they'd like to generate, and they get clear movement on what has to be in place to be seen in the world. If someone says, hey, I like the way you make videos, like an example, a friend of mine said, when I make videos with you, I have more fun and they get created in 2 minutes. So he hired me every Monday. I call him up. We do 2 3-minute videos. I never thought I'd get paid for that. Like I get paid for showing up and asking someone questions and he pays me immediately. Now, by the point of view, I know it's the best job in the world. If I had the point of view, I can't get paid for doing what I love. How could I get paid for that?
Very good point. So you've mentioned it a few times, and I would love for you to say more, because it's definitely, it's one of the things that you do offer, is that you are an advanced joy business facilitator. What exactly is that?
So advanced joy business facilitator means that I'm certified to facilitate 3-day business classes. It's called Business Done Different, and it's a 3-day class. And I'm certified to facilitate the advanced programs with joy business, stress reduction in the workplace, access business and money, facilitate money and business sessions. So what it is that you start to shatter your reality on the viewpoints that you've bought is real and true with business. So this is actually really simple. I have a cousin in Ireland, and he's worked in corporate for years, and he's done. And he called me up last week, and he said, "Rachel, have you any ideas? I've been watching you and what you've created with your business, and I just can't understand how you did it." So I said, "Hey, let's have a conversation. What would be fun for you?" I love consultancy. I love talking about people. I love creating change in business. So immediately we're into questions. Well, what can you create? What can you generate? Can we put up a website? Can we name a couple of projects? Consultancy. And then he puts up payment links, and he starts to contact people and talk to people. So he's putting the, we say energy, but he's putting the tendrils, the connection lines out to people, so that he now already is stepping in to creating something different. And one thing that we haven't been told is our magnanimous universe desires to be our friend. It wants to assist us. It loves when we ask questions. And it's like, "You asked me a question, Rachel? Let me get to work on that." But we haven't been shown that. A lot of us are playing this old movie where we're not supported, you're on your own, business is hard. What if that's not true? And there's this movie, Auntie Mame, and Simone Molasses always talks about it, and she says the universe is a banquet, and there are people acting like they're starved. What if everything is there for you? And all you have to do is ask, and obviously put things in place, payment links, so someone can pay you. If you're having a workshop in Copenhagen, you're not going to come up and just arrive. You're going to put it in place a few months. You're going to have graphics to advertise. You're going to have hosting. If you require translation, you're going to require translation. And this, I didn't know anything about this at the beginning. These were all questions that led, oh, if this is going to work, we require, what am I missing? We require translation. We require a promotional graphic. We require a host in Denmark to organize a venue. So these are all, what information am I missing from a pragmatic, practical point of view? Who do I have to talk to, which is one of my favorite jobs in the world? And where do we have to be?
That's brilliant. So you're telling me that basically we ask the universe, and we still have to be in action. We still have to do stuff. We can't just sit on the couch and eat potato chips.
Well, if you like being on the couch and eating potato chips, then you're going to get on the couch and eating potato chips. So for me, there's nothing wrong with that. Sit and eat potato chips all day long, but don't moan about what you haven't. Because most people, we've been given this point of view that we're separate from everything. Like relationship is the distance between two lines. We're separate from business. We're separate from money. But what if we have a communion with it, and we have a choice. I'm choosing to have money. I love having money in my life. I love what it creates with my children. I love in the beautiful apartment I am in Denmark. I love the food. I love what I can create in the world with my business. Money is a contributory energy that makes my life easier. So that's a choice. I don't have to choose to create money. I can sit on the couch all day and get paid a couple of hundred euro from the Irish government. But that's not how I'd like to live. That's an energy of living that doesn't inspire me. I would rather die personally. But other people like that. There's nothing wrong with that, but you have to do what works for you. So when I ask these questions in the morning, what's next? Usually for me, it's lunchtime and my belly gets hungry and says, hey, let's get something to eat. But your day gets created in a way where time is this element of creation, where you have all these possibilities showing up that you're like, whoa, how does it get any better than this? What else is possible? And there's no problems in what else is possible, only doors opening, 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 opening. And when you follow your bliss, the universe will open doors for you where there were only walls.
Mm, wonderful. I see that you offer a lot, like you have a lot of different businesses. And I know some people in this reality are like, well, shouldn't you just have one business and stick with that? And so I'm wondering, well, how do you balance all those businesses? How do you, like, you ask these questions in the morning. What do I do? Should I do next? What information am I missing here? What do I have to talk? Who do I have to talk to? Where do I have to be? Like, how does that work for multiple businesses? Are you focusing on one business all the time? Or are you, how are you doing that?
It's a great question. Someone told me years ago, Rachel, you've got to specialize in one area, relationship, our money, our business, our bodies. And I was like, no, I don't. Now, the part that you don't see is while I'm here and a supportive role is very natural for me, I have massive support. I have a girl called Ida who works with me, looks after all the back end stuff. I have someone who works with the finance. So there's a team of promoters that all work with me. And then the Irish Rain, at the moment, I'm not doing much work with that business, but we've just changed things there because there were certain products that required to be changed. You know, when we're sourcing products for companies, a lot of companies are changing how they make raw materials. For example, they're making lavender plants grow faster so that they can take the essence and it affects the product. So I have someone that looks at that and they have that information that I now haven't got time to spend looking that up. So I have someone looking after the Irish Rain. And then it's so diverse that I always ask, is it really true that this is possible? Where is my energy required today? Mm. What would I have to change? So there's a presence and a skill that allows me. I have ADD. And most people make ADD wrong, but it actually is a strength because it allows me to have so many things going on that they don't create stress for me. It's like, oh, I'm going to look at that now. Oh, I'm going over here now.
So you don't have what some people call overwhelm. Like, oh, there's so much to get handled. So how do I handle overwhelm or like...
Yeah, well, there's a tool in Access called 10-second increments. And so I've 10 seconds to live the rest of my life. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What would I have to add to my life to create more ease? Okay, I'm going to have to delegate this over here. I've 10 seconds to live. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What would I have to choose? It's simple. And the one thing that I do different is time is actually a gift to me. It's not an enemy. I don't ever fight time. I used to years ago, but now I don't. It's actually a gift. Time is given to me all these possibilities and I don't have to do it. I don't have to do anything. I choose to do it because it's what's fun for me, and it's what is going to create the future. And for me, I'm very clear where I'm going with the future. Mm. Nobody has to have a money problem. Anyone can do business, and anyone who's looking for the tools of access consciousness that changed my life and allowed me to know that I don't have to live in stress and overwhelm, that I am contributed to.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. There's so many gems in there, and I'd love to just have you. Is there a way people can find you? Is there some? You know, I know you said you're in Copenhagen right now, facilitating a class. So next, what what classes can they do with you?
So if you'd like to check out www.rachelobrien.org, and then I'm on the Access Consciousness website, Rachel O'Brien, and also Facebook, Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L. So I have a business mentorship program, one of my favorite. It just
sounds
lights
awesome.
Me up.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, when people actually realize that they have the power to create business and the power to generate money. I work with people that were broke. It just gets me so happy. So that mentorship program, that's on my website. You can contact rachelobrien.org. And then I've got some money in business classes coming up. I facilitate a lot. Just check it out.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rachel. That was amazing. I hope our listeners have some great tools to use and know now that anyone can do business.
And if everyone deserves a life of fun.
Oh. Thank you very much.
Thank you, darling.